Warning. Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. The news from Planet Oil continues to be relentlessly upbeat. The United States has surpassed Saudi Arabia in oil production. Except it hasn't, unless you use a very specialized definition of petroleum liquids. Now produces more oil than it imports. Which means, of course, that it still has to import nearly half. During the oil shocks of the 1970s and 80s, we were only importing about a third. And is, in the words of USA Today, tiptoeing toward energy independence, which is a very long way to go on tiptoe. The news from planet Earth, on the other hand, continues to describe an unfolding catastrophe whose end state is not number one, nor energy independence. The most recent cases in point, as reported in a piece by Winona Houter in EcoWatch, among others. In just the past few months, a Duke University study linked fracking to elevated levels of methane, ethane, and propane in groundwater. A study out of the University of Texas, Arlington, found high levels of arsenic and other heavy metals in samples from water wells near active natural gas wells. And last month, a study in environmental science and technology found concentrations of radium in the Allegheny River 200 times normal levels as a result of fracking waste disposal. According to a new study in Science, deep well injection of slippery fracking waste makes geological faults react to distant earthquakes, releasing earthquake swarms in Oklahoma, Texas, and Ohio. Banks and insurance companies are beginning to deny loans and coverage to properties near fracking wells. But wait, there's more. It's not just the downside of fracking that is more and more problematic. The upside is all screwed up as well. The Monterey Shale in California, according to Fracking Flax, contains reserves of 400 billion barrels of oil. That's half of Saudi Arabia's conventional oil reserves and two-thirds of all U.S. shale reserves. A university study financed by the Fracking Flax foresaw 3 million jobs and $25 billion in tax revenues flowing from the recovery of all that oil. Reality, unfortunately, has intruded. Vanoco Inc., the fracker responsible for the 300 billion barrel estimate, drilled over 24 wells, spent over $76 million last year alone, became the second biggest player in the Monterey, earned no money, and has folded its hand. Chevron, second largest oil producer in the United States, drilled some wells, found nothing worth the trouble, folded its hand. The Monterey Shale, understated an analyst at Oppenheimer and Company, has not lived up to the hype. Indeed. Yet among the people who still seem to believe in the hype are President Obama and California Governor Jerry Brown, and virtually all of us. This striking lack of success in the largest repository of presumed U.S. shale oil reserves is not limited to the Monterey. Shell Oil Company in August took a write-down of $2.1 billion on its national fracking investments, which retiring CEO Peter Voser called the biggest mistake of his career. Yet the smart money on Wall Street, undeterred by what one Fracking Flack called a few dry wells, is pouring into the drilling company's coffers because, as Filipino environmental leader Fon Hernandez put it, every investment in fossil fuels is an investment in death and destruction. And you know we're not going to run short of those anytime soon. So call now. Operators are standing by. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.